of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the computer? Did you hear Becky's computer there in the background?
It's the movie of my life.
It is. Well, welcome to the movie to your life here. This is CITR Radio. This is Radio Free GAC. Starts right about now.
You know, some of the I wasn't really feeling, but then I started feeling my you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, that's...
Electric company. Electricity. All the energy you want. All the service you need.
No keyboard performances, just the occasional pressing of buttons, turning of switches. Norms where things are set up. You just press a button and things happen.
We kick things off there with Mad Lib and a little something off his 2006 collection Movie Scenes Volumes 1 and 2, and that was called Electric Company, Voltage Watts. And before then we got into a remix of this year's It genre, which some people know as Glo-Fi, others known as Chillwave, and then the longer title of Hypnagogic Pop, and that was DeLorean, the Darabi dub mix of Big Dipper. And you can find the original version of that on the Barcelona Quartet's EP, Ayrton Senna, which came out this year. It's named after the Formula One driver. Good evening. Name of the show is Radio Free Gak here, your program full of cinematic delights on UBC's tenacious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web everywhere else, www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'll be the bird light in your soul until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. At the suggestion from Jason, the host of Friday evening, Shake a Tail Feather here on CITR, tonight's profile will be on Italian composer Piero Piccioni, and we'll hear a couple cuts from one of my favorite soundtracks, which is 1966's Fumo di Londra, otherwise known as The Smoke of London. And then we'll hear a couple other cues that Piccioni wrote as well, too. But we'll start off indie-tronically, beginning with Canada's own Chromeo. And they just released a DJ Kicks compilation full of wonderful Italo-disco and some vintage French EAA. But as they work on their forthcoming album, they released this single through a record company owned by Mountain Dew. And the label's called Green Label Sounds. And it's not like their hand-washing song off Yo Gabba Gabba, but it shows some promise here. So here's Chromeo with Night by Night.
Romantic, too dramatic. We can work at night by night. Not romantic. Look at his face. Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviero.
Talking about my generation.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival, present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theatre, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
already had the Midnight Juggernauts there in the song. Coming off their forthcoming album, yet untitled, but due for release either later this year or in 2010, and that was This New Technology. And that should be coming from the Melbourne Trio's own Siberia Records. The Juggernauts apparently did a sanctioned remix for Johnny Cash recently, which sounds damned peculiar, but maybe worth hunting down just for curiosity value alone. 7:50 here, you're listening to Radio Free GAC here. I'm GAC on CITR Vancouver. The Islands are back with a new album. The album's called Vapors, and more importantly, original member Jamie Thompson is back in the fold after leaving the band in 2006. Nick Thornburn has held the Islands fort down with last year's Arms Way, which came out on Anti Records, and he brought Thompson back, and the sound also harkens back to the first album that they released, which was 2006's Return to the Sea, their Calypso-inspired work, which was their first album after leaving the Unicorns. And Islands will be at the Rickshaw on October 20th with Gemini Pearl, the former Be Your Own Pet Leader. So here are the Islands with Devout.
I was right.
Fire. One of the former Puppets is Rose Eleanor Dougal with Fallen Over, forthcoming second single, I believe. And Dougal left the Puppets last year to focus on her own songwriting, which carries some of the spark and spunk of the Bright Girl Band of Dolores, which itself is in the midst of recording, but with new members. Before Rose, we heard Magneta Lane. Not Magenta Lane, but Magneta Lane from Toronto, and that was this lead track off their latest album, Gambling with God, and it was Lady Bones. And after releasing their first two albums through Paperbag Records, Gambling with God is yet on another great Canadian label, and that would be Last Gang Records. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where is that indeed? This is GAC here, Radio Free GAC on said station. Coming up next is Dan Deacon, who's on the road again, though based on the Baltimore Musicians website, the closest that Vancouver will get to see to that spectacle will be October 24th when he hits Seattle, Washington at the Vera Project. It's a shame. Damn shame. Since his last appearance in Vancouver, which I think was on Richards before they closed, it was epic, both in terms of the sound and just for sheer audience participation. Based on everyone I knew who went to it, they had a riot, so hopefully he might have a day here, since I think he has 3 days off before his next venue. But who knows? Just prepare yourself to go to Seattle shortly. From this year's album, Bromst, B-R-O-M-S-T, here's Dan Deacon with Wet Wings.
Yeah.
Of course, you just heard the actual equivalent there of someone kicking a record player as I sort of like rescued that little loop there. Maybe towards later in the show, I'd sort of dig up the CD and we sort of listen to that in full, or at the very least, I can always just talk over it. But of course, that was Throbbing Gristle with Walkabout off 1978's album 20 Jazz Funk Greats. And amongst all the hoopla with the reunion that they've done, touring and re-releases, word is that they're releasing their own version of the Buddha Machine, which now that I say it, I'm like, right, I was going to bring one with me, but fail. And the Buddha Machine, if you haven't seen it before, is a simple looping device. Plays drones. It's shaped basically the same size as an iPod or a tiny Walkman. You just press a little button, a little volume. You can change which loop you hear. Throbbing Gristle's Buddha Machine equivalent will be just called the Gristleism. And looks, there's a chrome version, a black version, and a red version. Pre-order sales in the UK are already underway for the Christmas release by our industrial forefathers. And I believe CITR's illustrious music coordinator has the lust. But I think I've already posted somewhere on Facebook that that will be his Christmas gift, because there's nothing more touching than industrial music. And before that, we heard Dan Deacon there with that warbling noise that was Wet Wings off the Sears album, Bromst through Car Park Records. This next bit, I think most people in the city may have a little bias for it, but you know what? It's in the title, and you know, it's wrong, but it's comedy. But that's the important part with that. So Eugene Merman, he's a Russian-born, Brooklyn-based comedian. He's been working with John Glazer on a show on Adult Swim called Delocated. He just released a book called The Will to Whatevs, and he has a new album coming out now through Sub Pop Records, and it's God is a 12-year-old boy with Asperger's. And, yeah, as much to Merman's chagrin here, he's finds out, he contends this fact, but the Vancouver downtown east side is, in fact, North America's poorest neighborhoods. But folks along the North Shore will run into the odd bear. They won't be running a store, though. So from Eugene Merman's latest album, here's Vancouver, Detroit, and Bears. And I think there's a bit here where I have to sort of deal with one bad, bad word. And so in case you're unlucky enough to hear it, cover your ears.
I was in Vancouver in Canada, in what I was told was the poorest neighborhood in North America, which I found very hard to believe, because has anyone here ever been to Detroit? Detroit has bears returning to the city. It has bears on the outskirts, like, coming into, like, abandoned warehouses. When bears start, gentrifying a city and opening Thai restaurants, that is a very poor city. Does anybody here know what to do if a bear attacks?
Play dead.
Play dead. That's a popular one. Any other? Punch him in the nose. Play dead. And punch a bear in the nose. That's a good idea. If you're Batman. Yeah, if you're Wolverine, snickety snick, chop, chop, chop. May I recommend not punching a bear in the nose, unless you can take that bear down. Yeah, jump on its neck and break it. Call it a douchebag. Run downhill, yeah, yeah. No, I meant to ask if a bear attacks you in San Francisco. But I misphrased it. Yeah, run downhill, get big. That's gonna, people, oh, the bear's gonna go like, holy shit. That is a giant little girl. Look at the way she's raising her whatever they are. I don't understand language. Any other theories? Hypnotize it. That actually is what I was looking for. You should hypnotize the bear. You should get the bear to quit smoking. You should be like, lose weight. Yeah, yeah, because one of the things that's shitty about a bear, you can't fuck a fat bear. You're like, lose some weight, bear, then text me when you're drunk. Don't text me before. Anyway, most people do think you're supposed to play dead, which is not true. You are not supposed to play dead. Playing dead is like a rumor that bears spread. I don't know how they did it, since they have no access to propaganda. Wait, what? What if I was admitting that? I have, but there are bears. There are some in East Lansing. You think there are no bears in streets and houses in Michigan. Okay, no more than Michigan than Illinois. Do you know how many bears are in houses in other places? None. Because bears don't rent. There are definitely, definitely bears in urban areas. You do not agree. Well, I can't believe that the internet would have lied to me. But I also do believe that I'm right. They're not opening Thai restaurants. I was kidding about that. They don't actually have any entrepreneurial skills. That I will admit that that is false, that I was being hyperbolic. But I will say this, they are opening camera shops. That is literally true. There's a...
Strange bit of music there. That was Ferranti. And I lost my place here. Yes, Ferranti and Tyker. And they were sort of a piano duo that mixed prodigious musicianship. Ooh, wow, that's unpronounceable. Cheesy presentation and mischievous composition style for a long and storied career. They met while they were high school chums in the 30s. They went to Juilliard in the 40s. And since the late 40s up until... I think it was the mid-80s. They actually were performing live and doing a lot of recording still. And, yeah, aside from various nightclub performances, they wrote themes for TV and film, along with covering almost any genre there. So what we heard from 1952 was a B-side to a single, and there was African Echoes. And aside from, like, the weird orchestral flourishes there, most of, like, the strumming and the plunking, that's piano. They actually were sort of playing on the strings. I saw some video footage that they did of the 70s reenacting it, and it's great to watch. Now, of course, part of the reason why we're playing that is that both of them have now left this earth. Louise Tyker died last year just shy of his 84th birthday, and on September 19th this year, Arthur Ferrante passed away at his home in Longboat Key at the age of 88, which matches what his life objective was. As a keen pianist, he wanted to live each year. There was a key on the piano. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad.
From the 1966 film Fumo di Londra, there's Piero Piccioni with a host of wonderful girls there, with Mr. Dante Fontana, and they're calling out. He's like, who keeps calling me? Who's calling me? Because that's sort of what's happening in the film. It's sort of an Italian in England. So this is this week's profile here on Radio Free Gak, and that is Piero Piccioni, born 1921 in Turin, Italy. And he actually worked first as a lawyer for the Italian film industry, but in the 50s, he actually was asked to score a documentary film. He was asked by Michelangelo Antonioni, and by a film directed by Luigi Polidoro. And, yeah, that was in 1952 when he traded his legal... I don't know if they have legal wigs there, but at the very least, yeah, he traded it for the conductor's baton, working close relationships with Francesco Rosi and Alberto Sordi. And he covered a wide range of films, mostly just exploitation. I mean, most people are familiar with the spaghetti western theme that happened in Italy at the time, but there's also the giallo horror films and just the weird sort of like sex comedies as well, too. So we're going to listen to a wide selection here of some of the themes that he wrote. And, yeah, there's going to be a few here. I know that I usually start the soundtrack profile a little bit later, but I actually did have a lot of his music that I didn't fully realize. So at this point, let's just sort of dive right in. So I found this on the Easy Tempo compilation through 18th Street label 10 years ago, and this is L'Italia Vista dal Cielo.
Thank you.
And then we heard Ebony Ride. Before that, there was Sally Surf, and we started that off with Piero Piccioni's L'Italia Vista dal Cielo. And those come in various forms from the Easy Tempo label. The last two actually came off Volume 6, which came out in 1998, sort of covering a bit of the European easy listening genre that had a very cinematic flair there. Stick around just after this quick little break here. We'll have a little bit more Piero Piccioni, and we'll include a little bit of Fuma di Londra as well.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
This is Lenny of Massgrave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Radio Free Gak here. We're going to continue with Piero Piccioni. And then, yeah, we'll listen to a couple of tracks here from his 1966 soundtrack to Smoke Over London. And then I found these two cuts on a compilation that there was a three-series mix that came out from Crippled Dick's Hot Wax. And this was called Beat That Cinecetta Volume 2. So we'll listen to a couple other works that Piccioni did as well. So we'll start off with here with Babylon, I'm coming. Yeah. Centered that set off with two tracks from Fuma di Londra, Smoke Over London, that was Babylon I'm Coming, and then Per la Strada di Roma. And then we heard two other cuts from the Beat at Cinecittà Volume 2 compilation, came out in 1997. And we first heard Party al Piper, or I guess Party al Piper. I can never tell sometimes with the Italian dialect here. And then there's Notigaldi. And, yeah, one thing I was just sort of quickly scanning to see if there's anything else on the internets that help, at least I'd give a bit more context with Piccioni. In the 30s, he actually studied jazz music, as we'll soon hear a bit of jazz in other forms at 9 o'clock with The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And he was a pianist in the late 30s, and then he actually worked in a jazz orchestra up until the 1940s before he went into the legal position, and then, of course, went to score 200 films, at least. The last soundtrack that showed work was, of all things, looks like it was an Australian film in 1998, but looks like I only see the Italian title for it, which was Il Contri Probiti. But he worked a lot with some of the premier Italian directors from the 60s and 70s, and working on a lot of TV as well, too. Let's listen to several more cuts here. This next one's a little bit on the experimental side, which I kind of dug. I actually was going to open with it, but I thought it would be a little bit alienating here. And this came off the Barry Seven's Connectors 2 compilation in 2002, and Barry Seven was a founding member of Add Into X, one of the harshest noise Moog bands there was. So here we're going to listen to Italia Americana Collage, and you're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
That little set started off there with Italo-Americana Collage, and then we heard Sean Robinson sing on top of Piero Piccioni's track Once and Again, which came from, it looks like, the giallo film La Volpe dalla Coda di Velluto, which came out in 1971 there. And then we closed with a bit from 1969 called Traffic Boom, and fans of Big Lebowski might remember that track as being the theme to the movie within the movie called Log Jammin'. And those are all by Piero Piccioni, composer extraordinaire, and of the awards that he sort of won, they're mostly just all Italian ones, although I do see one, looks like, from France there. So he did the score for the original version of Swept Away in 1975. He won something for his 1963 score for Salvatore Giuliano, and a whole spate of rewards in the 70s and 90s. And Piccioni died in Rome in 2004, and that just about wraps it up here for Radio Free GAC on this fine October Monday here. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, as promised before. If you missed any of this week's show, hey, why don't you just grab the podcast? It's on the web server, www.citr.ca. You can just grab the link there, plug it into iTunes. It looks like we do have a couple other RSS feeds and other XML hooks there, so you can easily just drop it into your favorite aggregator of sorts. And I think hopefully I'll have some time. I'm taking Wednesday off from work, so maybe I'll update my website in time finally and catch up on a couple shows there. My site is gak.ca. So I have rough plans right now for Hedwig and the Angry Inch next week. So that'll be Thanksgiving here up here in Canada, Columbus Day down in the States. So we'll sort of make it like a mixture of indie rock and other things that way. But I did find some other great tunes that hopefully I'll drop in as well, too, and just sort of mix it up and make it all goofy style. Otherwise, we'll close off here from the radio department, an act from Sweden, and from last year's EP, Freddy and the Trojan Horse. We'll listen to closing scene here. So enjoy yourselves, enjoy the wonderful weather that we're having here right now, and we'll catch you later.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca.